If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Is everything okay in there? I hear weird things. Everything all right? Live from Studio C.
Si, senor.
It's a dimly lit room where deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound, and on Little Friday, we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
The prosecution, which might be ending in the Trump trial. Then what happens is anybody's guess.
Is that back on today?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to explain that to me.
I'm delighted to. Yes, I believe the prosecution may call for, I'm sorry, the defense may call for a summary dismissal.
Okay,
let's end this crap, Your Honor. They haven't proved diddly squat.
Okay, big finish here on the music, then I got important questions. Here we go. So this is what I brought up yesterday, because I was watching CNN day before yesterday, and all the legal analysts said, I think the defense should just say they didn't prove their case, so we're not going to do anything. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. You can just rest the defense, or they can call for a summary dismissal. I think that's the term. Just say to the judge, look, I think we can all agree we're wasting our time here. They didn't make their case.
And
the case can say, you know what, you're right.
And then if you take that shot and the judge disagrees, what happens?
Then you launch your defense. Or you can rest your defense. That would be, you know, kind of playing the same card twice, I guess. But again, I'm not an expert.
Jake Tapper, an enthused layman. Jake Tapper on CNN said that would be a baller move to just rest your case, say they didn't prove it. And the idea there is that the jury thinks, wow, they're so unimpressed, they're not even going to offer a defense. That's the way you hope it lands.
Baller move is a good way to describe it.
It seems risky to me.
I mean, sticking your neck way out. Why not just call a couple of defense witnesses, throw whatever shade you can on the prosecution case, and there's plenty to be thrown, then go into final arguments.
Okay. So the trial is back on today, and if anything exciting happens, we will have that for you, and that'd be an interesting development. There's no doubt about that.
The other development on that topic that I found just so distasteful and shocking is the Biden campaign is doubling down on the whole, yeah, he has Wednesdays off thing. They're selling T-shirts that say free Wednesdays or something like that.
Free on Wednesdays.
Free on Wednesdays, yeah.
Yeah, the joke being that trials don't happen on Wednesday and Trump's always in a courtroom. And I don't know. I took in a lot of punditry yesterday. The left side of the media thinks it's clever and a good shot. So I don't know. We'll see how it lands on the electorate. I think it's quite untoward. But, of course, we're dealing with modern politics and Donald Trump. So lots of untoward things are said all around. But, yeah, I think mocking your opponent for being in a courtroom when the majority
63% of Americans said this is political, not the justice system.
Yeah, damn near 2/3 of people think this is a political move. I don't know. We'll see how that lands.
Well, you know what? I think it's going to land based on that number, not based on the tiny, freakish, America-hating lefty media you're talking about. They represent such a small number of people.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hate them.
I hope you're
right. I hate them with all my hate.
So here's a question for you. After all the debate news of the last 24 hours, roughly, tell me how Joe Biden didn't mostly win this entire thing, this entire debate battle. It looks to me like Joe Biden really, really got his way in so many different ways. What did Trump get out of it other than debates? And maybe that's all he wanted.
It came, speaking of baller moves, it came off to me like, I don't care what your rules are. You can impose any rules you want. Let's go. Let's do this.
So you're willing to give, to let them pick the dates, the venues, the networks, and the moderators? You're going to have Jake Tapper and someone else? As Mark Halperin said in his special podcast yesterday, it'll be 3-on-1 against Trump in the CNN debate. with CNN. So why would you agree to that so quickly?
I've got to admit, it is wildly out of character for the great grinding negotiator Trump to do that.
And at least the early reporting is, and I don't know if this has been got settled while I was sleeping, but the reporting at 11 o'clock last night was that part of the agreement is going to be the CNN debate will start with them either both seated or standing by the podiums. Joe Biden doesn't have to walk in. I just every aspect of this to me looks like Joe Biden got his way. He got to look like I call the shots by putting out that video challenging Trump, even though Trump said sure. I feel like it makes Joe Biden look like I'm the one in charge of how this thing works.
Yeah, I would agree for the moment. I don't think that's going to have any lasting significance, really. But the if indeed the deck is stacked in a way that's going to materially change the way the debate unfolds, I think that could happen.
Well, right. So that's what I'm saying. He won on the optics cleverly, I think. And then the specifics of who's running the debate. And like if they actually agreed to, OK, you don't have to walk in because you look old walking in. OK, what did Trump get? I want to hear some things Trump got out of this. Unless he just thinks having the debates is so worth it. But then you got to hope you perform like you think you're going to perform, I guess.
Well, and the other side of it is he's got to believe, he clearly believes that Biden is so weak that it will be a 1-foot putt. Biden can take any advantages he wants. It's not going to be enough.
I would hope that that's the case, but man, I've been hoping that for a long time, and so far he's always risen to the occasion. As I heard, it was pointed out when he has a date on the calendar that they can, whoever's in charge, if it's him, his wife, a team of doctors or whatever, if they have a date, State of the Union, big debate, they get him enough rest, they get him the right go-go juice, and he so far has always been able to show up and be way better than we see him on a daily basis.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't understand what Trump got out of this. It's confusing to me. But, that's the way it goes. The art of the deal? Okay, what part of the deal did you get on this? That's what I'm wondering.
I've got to admit, it's odd. It's odd, especially for Trump.
Yeah.
I'm wondering whether he will speak to that question.
Oh, and then the no crowd favors Biden, even though those these things, as we talked about yesterday, we agree with a lot of these rules. But the no crowd favors Biden, the turning off the mics favors Biden. the moderators favor Biden? I don't know. I don't know what you got out of this. You'd think if Biden wants this early, for whatever the reasons are, we conjectured on yesterday, you would get something in return.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just missing it. I don't know. Let's start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Thursday. Are we glad it's Thursday? You can smell the weekend from here. I think that's what that smell is. May 16th, the year 2024. Life will not be a bore in 24. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
All right, let's begin officially now. According to FCC rules and regulations, here we go at Mark.
I'm Mr. President. Mr. President. No, Mr. President. No.
Can I be honest? It's a very important
question.
Try to
be honest.
He stood up.
The answer to the question is no.
Oy.
So what was the point of that clip? We were trying to make what point?
That was the way it went last time.
So that's why we like the microphones being shut off, or I
don't know. Take whatever point you want from it. It's an entertaining clip of three men talking over each other.
So we have been saying for a long time we don't like the why don't they shut off the microphones? But I think I believe that more in the multi-person debate. I think in a two-person debate, let them handle themselves.
Well, Trump's obnoxiousness in debate number one is said by many to have really screwed up his chances of winning in 2020, because that was, I can't remember what order they unfolded it in. That was the Chris Wallace debate, obviously.
Yeah.
But he toned it down for the second debate and did great.
Yeah. The one.
So, yeah, you've got to give them enough rope to hang themselves. I would agree.
I just think in a two-person debate, I don't have any problem with if one person interrupts the other person. Well, you risk coming off a certain way for interrupting too much. I mean, I would let that fly. But if they actually cut the mics on these guys, boy, I don't know how people are going to react to that. That's going to have a bad feeling, especially if they're cutting off the mic when, and Trump's trying to get in regularly. People are going to react poorly to that. I know I am.
And I could easily see it not being even-handed. Jake Tapper or whatever, saying, all right, Mr. President, if you'd like to finish briefly, go ahead, but then not granting that same latitude to Trump.
God, that's the thing that bothers me the most. Why did you let two of these CNN debaters who have it in for you, who are going to fact check you but not Biden, why would you agree to that? Yes, Michael.
Let's say they say, okay, Mr. Trump, you got 60 seconds to talk, go, and then like at 55 seconds, they cut the mics just enough that people don't notice it, but enough to make...
You are right. The difference between 58 and 60 or 60 and 61, if you're going the other direction, is do you make your point? Do you get in the middle of the word? I don't know. I think people will react horribly to that. People's sentences getting cut off. That's going to be weird. And not very far away. What, 5 weeks away?
Yeah.
How does mailbag look?
Oh, it's okay. It's a good start.
Awesome. That is all on the way. Here's our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
I was highly annoyed, as usual, by the coverage of the inflation numbers as they continue to talk about inflation like their prices. Good news for consumers. They're going to notice at the grocery store with inflation slowing. You don't notice the rate of inflation going down. That's not something you notice. It doesn't make any sense.
Hey, the prices are higher, but not as much higher as they could have been, kids.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, that's idiotic. It's unbelievable.
It really is.
Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day from Patrick Henry once again, continuing the series from that great patriot, governor of Virginia. I believe I said Massachusetts yesterday. I apologize to both Virginians and Massachusettsans.
Horrible mistake.
Yeah. This is a horrible quote. You're not going to like this one. Bad men cannot make good citizens. It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. A vitiated state of morals, a corrupted public conscience, is incompatible with freedom. He goes on and at some length on that same theme. No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but by a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue.
Okay, I want you to hang on to that quote because I've got a conversation that fits with that perfect for later. Okay. And it actually is around that whole portal between New York City and Dublin story.
Oh,
I'm going to tie those two things together, and I have a question. So we'll get to that later.
Fascinating. Mailbag. Drop us a note. Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. Dr. Jeff in Hawaii says, Joe, why don't you, since Jack was in a motorcycle wreck and is having trouble getting dressed in the morning,
yes.
Why don't you loan Sleeve Boy to Jack to assist in his early morning bathing and dressing? He's probably getting bored as you are now just wearing short sleeve shirts. That's right, Dr. Jeff. This time of year, I don't need Sleeve Boy fastening that difficult little button there near the cuff. Sleeve Boy, I say, Sleeve Boy, assist Mr. Armstrong, would you? Yes, I know the sun is bright. I really should let you out into the sun more often.
Oh, my God.
But I need you to make your way to Mr. Armstrong's house.
To put my socks on.
Exactly. Thank you, Sleeve Boy. Moving along. Jack needs an intern. He needs either a mail-order Ukrainian bride or a mail-order Japanese robot. Either way, ratings gold.
Yeah, I can't believe nobody's taking me up on this internship. Your opportunity to put the socks on for a minor celebrity, and people let it go.
Could have been a brush of greatness. Probably could have gotten a book deal out of it. let's see. Al Anonymous writes, two things real quick. I got to see President Biden speak in person yesterday. Al is in D.C., my first thought after he began to speak was, wow, he sounds old, really old. Also, I was at the White House and played A&G very quietly on my phone in my pocket. One of your anti-Marxist rants from Monday's show was played briefly in the blue room of the White House.
Oh, cool.
Thought you'd get a kick out of that.
That is cool.
And I do get a kick out of that. We do. Thank you, my friend.
When will this be known to history? What the hell do they pump that guy up with, the president? So that he acts the way he does on debates in the State of the Union address, but every other day of the year he's...
Yeah, we've gotten the answer to that question a couple of times, but I haven't memorized the name of the drug.
Well, yeah.
You can't use it a lot because it has side effects, and particularly for an old fella, you can't play with it.
Wow.
So you only bring it out for special occasions. Let's see. Burbank Luke writes, Trump's quip about providing his own transportation was in the context of Biden struggling to walk to the podium. They don't want that on camera. I just revisited the 2020 debates, he writes. The audiences were present but quiet, and the contrast between Biden then and Biden now is something you just have to see for yourselves.
Yeah.
Loaded up.
There's something I'm not sure the president himself appreciates. How much different he is than he was 4 years ago.
Yeah. Loaded up with drugs, Biden is barely okay with a teleprompter. Is he going to bring note cards? He's not capable of winging it. This will devolve into Joey, baby, and cannibal talk. I'm telling you. Thanks, Burbank Luke.
Cannibal talk. My uncle got eaten by a cannibal.
JT in Livermore with some incisive commentary, as usual, on the topic of Michael Cohen as a witness. There are many known or suspected liars and convicted felons who testify effectively, but the piece everyone seems to be leaving out is that in the case of Cohen, you have a convicted perjurer and a vindictive witness rolled into one. A convicted felon with no emotional or financial tie to a defendant can indeed be a believable witness, but Cohen is not that. All right. How much time do we have, Michael?
And to say for the 1 millionth time, plus they just haven't proven the actual crime, which is at the root of the case, which is different than the other stuff.
And a completely different topic that I want to get into in more depth later, Paolo, on the topic of high interest rates and inflation, that sort of thing. And he points out the number one comment on an article about inflation, high interest rates in the New York Times is it would be great if the paper of record would practice journalism, specifically the role that corporate America is playing in what is generalized as inflation. The food industry alone is controlled by a handful of corporations that are clearly gouging prices with impunity.
Right.
Why isn't Biden shooting campaign ads in supermarkets pointing out this gouging? The supply chain issues are gone. There is little to justify the price increases other than pure corporate greed. They won't stop until they're called out on it.
Yeah, and well, that's something Joe Biden, you know, is pushing on the campaign trail a lot. That it's companies gouging you. It's not inflation. So,
hey, you know what? If the truth isn't convenient, go with a lie. That is ridiculous. I will point out why later on in the show. But if you fall for that, you're a dope.
In the wake of the inflation news, or for whatever reason, all three stock indexes hit record highs yesterday. Record highs for all of them. That is something.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Man, Ukraine's in a bad spot. Israel and Hamas still at war. Stories we'll get into a little bit later. The Prime Minister of Slovakia, attempted assassination yesterday. It's amazing he's not dead. How'd he get shot 5 times from close range and live through that? Yipes. But it looks like it was a lone wolf crazy person.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I really don't like this guy or his policies. Who got shot, but
he's a pro-Putin guy.
Yeah, he got elected. You can't be shooting people down.
No. But when I first heard the story, I thought, okay, it's somebody, you know, it's Putin reaching out and getting somebody he doesn't like. But no, he's a pro-Putin guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got a lot of good stuff to get to, including an update on the Israel situation. We have boots on the pier, or will within a day or two. Not on the ground, but on the pier attached to the ground in Gaza. So stay with us for that.
The pier is done, it would appear.
Yes, yes. It's an apparent pier. A pier, it appears. We want to do the late night joke off here?
Yes, we have.
We don't often that early in the show. This is precedent breaking.
Whenever there's a really big story, all the late night hosts do a joke about it. And we like to have at least three of them take on each other and see how they fare.
Yeah, we'll grade each one of them, and the bottom grade getter will be banned from comedy for life.
Wow, that's a tough penalty.
They deserve it. Let's go, Michael. Let's do this.
Another condition from Biden is that he wants microphones that automatically cut off when a candidate hits their time limit. Yes. Which will work right up until Trump walks over to Biden's podium.
And that's why... As it was saying over there, more wall. Okay, thank you.
President Biden and former President Trump are set to face off in 2 presidential debates. Biden is looking forward to laying out his 2024 agenda, while Trump is just happy to go somewhere where nobody will draw him while he sleeps.
Biden had some conditions and willing to debate, saying that he wanted no audience. And that it should occur inside a TV studio with microphones that automatically cut off when a speaker's time limit elapses. Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
No mic. That's it. Biometric gun. Imagine Trump with his mic cut. He's going to look like the world's angriest mime.
I do wonder. Well, I'll let you grade the jokes first.
Well, I got a tie between Fallon and Colbert. They're both solid Bs. World's angriest mime is a funny thing to say.
It is.
Myers,
I wonder how the country will react to if Trump is trying to talk and his mic's cut off. And because of the way we know how microphones work, there's a decent chance there's a little bleed through. So you kind of hear a little of Trump's voice in the background coming through Joe Biden's mic. I just wonder how that's going to land.
I'm willing to give it a try. Let's see how it goes.
People aren't going to universally react of thank God they cut off Trump's mic. You're going to have at least half the country, if not more, wanting to know what he was going to say.
Yeah, I would agree. I also think Biden is going to struggle to make coherent points in a concise way, too. I think that he may get to the end of his time and be left.
I watched. I did watch a podcast with a whole bunch of political heavyweights that had an emergency podcast yesterday, a video cast, and
an emergency podcast.
Whenever there's breaking news, I know it's hilarious. But anyway, yeah. That was one of their somebody's point was Biden will have to finish his thoughts. In previous debates, he didn't have to finish thoughts. Trump jumped in and saved him. If he has to like use his entire 2 minutes and just kind of trail off or lose track or, you know, circle back around and say the same thing twice like he often does, that might do him more harm than good.
I think that's a real possibility. Yeah, I'm intrigued by the just different tone of it. Let's find out.
I do like the idea. I'm not sure about the turning the mics off with two guys. I think you let them handle it on their own. So, but no crowd. I'm 100% for it. As somebody pointed out, there is a crowd. It's the United States. It's about 100 million people watching at home. That's your crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, that you've tantalized or amused or excited 24 jackasses in a stadium or in a theater. What do I care? What does that have to do with anything? I don't need other people to tell me what to think, and I'll bet you folks don't either.
So one thing that happens when the Presidential Commission runs the debates is they let everybody grab the feed. So it airs everywhere. Every channel, every cable news channel airs the same debate. ABC has agreed to do that with their debate in September, but CNN, as of yet, at least when I went to bed last night, had not agreed to allow it anywhere else but on CNN. They might come under pressure to do that. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's easy to understand. They're desperate for revenue. They've been struggling.
It'd be a hard thing to give up because you're going to get an enormous audience. Like, yeah, most people are predicting the biggest debate audience of all time. How do you turn down the revenue? You're going to have Super Bowl ad like money involved in the ads leading up to it and afterwards.
Right. And if you don't have an exclusive, that's going to be watered down badly. Oh, sure. I think a fair number of people may hear that CNN is hosting the debate and think, OK, I better watch it on CNN, not realizing it's available elsewhere. But even having said that, no, they'll make a fraction of what they can make and they're desperate for revenue. But whatever. Do whatever you like. I'll tune in.
Damn right, I'll tune in.
My conscience.
Damn right, I tune in. One of your big TV execs came out yesterday and said he expects 100 million people to tune in. I think the record is 80. I wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I'm going to have a viewing party. Not a party, but a viewing focus group.
One question I don't know the answer to, because we're in this business, so we are really not in touch with the average person. Is how much regular people are paying attention to this. I've heard a number of people punditing around how normal people aren't paying attention to anything that's going on politically right now. They kind of hear about it and think, duh, Trump won't actually be the candidate, will he? Or Biden's too old, isn't he? But they aren't paying any attention at all to any of this stuff.
Mm.
And this will be their first introduction to the thing where, and that might be part of Biden's strategy. Hey, Trump's the candidate. Did you all realize that he's running again? That a lot of people haven't really grasped this yet. So I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. Like I said, because I'm in this business, it seems crazy to me. But
right. Yeah, it's difficult to put yourself in the place of the non-news junkie.
Yeah, I look back to my earlier life, though, and I wouldn't have been aware of any of this stuff that we talk about every day. None of it.
I think the vast majority of Americans know it's Biden v. Trump. I'll bet it's 80 plus. But how might even be 90.
Any more on any of the issues? I doubt it.
Oh, no, not really. Well, depends what issue. I mean, I'm looking at an immigration story here that's actually quite interesting. More than half of immigrants in the U.S. are unemployed. So much for the whole, well, they're a boon to the economy. They take jobs Americans won't do.
I was switching around, and I was on Fox this morning, and they had a live camera at the border with a bunch of people running across. And Brian Kilmeade said, hey, look, some future lifeguards.
Has anybody explained that?
No.
The bizarre and inexplicable Eric Adams quote that, why do we have all these migrants who are so skilled at swimming and we need lifeguards?
I don't have any idea.
What are you talking about? Yeah. So as long as I brought it up, more than half of the foreign-born immigrant population in the United States under President Joe Biden's administration is unemployed, according to a recent report. Center for Immigration Studies released a report Monday that showed just 46% of migrants who arrived in the U.S. in the last 2.5 years were employed as the beginning of 24.
Well, they're eating.
Some
they're
activists they're, would argue they need permits. What?
They're eating something. Who's paying for the food? Taxpayers?
The government and the NGOs. Yeah. Report found that also found that since Biden took office in January 21, the migrant population, why are we using the term migrant, Breitbart? The immigrant population in the United States increased by roughly 6.6 million over the course of 39 months. 6.6 million in less than 4 years.
See, I ended up in the shower last night. This is what I do for fun. It makes me a crazy person. In the shower last night, I was like talking out loud as if I were Donald Trump in the debate with Joe Biden on how I would handle this whole thing. I guess because I'd just taken in so much information about it. But make some sort of speech about, I agreed to all your rules. You wanted all these different rules. You picked the moderators. You picked the place. You said no audience. You want the mics. Fine. Nothing is going to get you to cover up the fact that the three main issues, according to every poll in America for months and months and months, the economy, immigration, and inflation, you have failed on like nobody has ever failed before. Then you lay out some statistics and you just hit that like five times.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to see that. I get the idea Trump is listening a bit more to his advisors, a bit more disciplined than he's been in the past. But whether he will go in loaded for bear in that way, I do not know. God, you never know with him.
He's got to have the stats at hand on the immigration stuff, the numbers. Percentages are the raw numbers to let people know. I mean, getting back to the, of course, immigration has been the number one or two issue in all the polling. So people are paying attention enough to know that.
Right. I would agree. That's actually why I brought it up. I think people are acutely aware of that. Even if they're not terribly politically active, they're seeing it around them. Their local towns and schools and emergency rooms and the rest of it. My frustration with Trump is that he'll probably come to the debate with like one statistic on immigration. 7 million immigrants, Joe. And then somebody will fact check it and cast a little doubt on whether seven's an accurate number or not. And since that's all he leans on, it'll be easy to dismiss it. But I don't know. We'll all find out together.
The inflation thing. Again, the news coverage of it yesterday. Good news for consumers is they'll notice inflation slowing. Good news when you go to the grocery store. No, that's not the way inflation works. You don't notice the inflation rate slowing. That's not something you feel. People are going to continue to, for a long time, to feel shocked by prices when we go and buy stuff. And the fact that the Democrats don't get that. So he needs to have some answer for that. I don't know if Joe Biden is going to go with the it's the corporations sticking it to you, gouging you, but he's got to have some answer for inflation.
Yeah, right.
Please, at the very least, I'm putting my hands together in traditional prayer style.
Praying to Donald Trump. Ooh, a cultist.
The Bible!
One fact to at least be ready to rebut, Donald, is if Joe Biden comes out there and once again says, hey, when I came into office, inflation was 9%, thanks to you. Because he said that in two interviews in 2 weeks now, and it's just as wrong could be. Please, Donald, be ready to rebut that.
Yeah, they hit little KJP with that yesterday in the press room, and it was, that job will cost you a bit of your soul. She had to say, what the president is seeking to emphasize is that the American people are feeling the effects of inflation.
So she didn't go there, huh?
No, she just dodged it. Of course, what's she going to say? Well, he lied. He made it up. Or he's senile and doesn't know fact from fiction anymore.
Or you repeat the easily checked lying number again and embarrass yourself even more.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a tough situation to be in.
More on inflation and what's causing it, and a really interesting bit of wisdom on corporate taxes. I think you'll really enjoy next hour.
Cool. Lots of stuff on the way, including Katie's headlines next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
One headline I've heard five times today is this new streaming bundle that they announced yesterday. So you'll be able to bundle together, I'll do this one for certain, Netflix, Apple TV, which I have, and Peacock, which I have, will bundle together as one. Currently, I'm paying for all those individually, like a lot of you are, and that's over $25 a month. But it's going to be, they haven't put the price out yet, but they said it'll be vastly reduced.
Wow.
And so there are a couple other bundles like that, which is making a lot of people point out that so cable went away. Then we started buying channels individually. Now they're being bundled back together, kind of like cable used to be or satellite. So
and I've got to admit, Netflix, 100%. Apple TV. Yeah, definitely. Peacock. So that's kind of a version of cable TV.
Uh-huh.
Well. This stuff just keeps evolving and will continue to evolve quickly, I suspect. Just ran across this meme. Sorry, I got sucked into a string of memes. It's a friendly looking old fella looking at his computer, then looking up at you in the second frame. First frame is governments can't solve homelessness, but they can change the Earth's temperature if you pay more taxes.
That is awesome.
That is good.
That is really, really good.
Yeah.
They can change the Earth's temperature.
If you pay more taxes.
Right. Can't get the homeless thing sure. Impossible.
Yeah, you can't get junkies off of that street corner right there. I'm standing looking at them. But you can change the Earth's temperature by 0.75 degrees. Okay. Yeah, right. Hey, let's figure out who's reporting what. It's the lead story with Katie Green. Katie?
Thank you, guys. From ABC News, U.S. to send additional $2 billion in Ukraine aid, Blinken says.
Yeah, they need it. We're going to talk to one of our military analysts about how that whole thing is going with Russia and Ukraine. According to most people, they're in the worst spot they've been since the dang war started, which ain't good.
From the Associated Press, U.S. military says Gaza Strip pier project is completed, aid to soon flow to Israel-Hamas war.
And how good a job can we do of protecting that from Hamas rockets or Hamas attacks? We'll see.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that Hamas would attack aid shipments to the Palestinian people? They've never done that, have they? Or have they done it many, many times?
From Fox News, CNN's Jake Tapper, who called Trump's presidency a nightmare, tapped to moderate presidential debate.
Yeah. Tapper's better than some. But yeah, he is what he is. Hey, back to the pier thing. If there's a significant loss of American lives on that pier, they come under attack from some proxy group, and that is going to be a disaster of historic proportions for Biden. Plus, you know, our poor young people and the loss of life, obviously.
Oh, yeah. But how would we not be in the war at that point?
From CNN, Biden asserts executive privilege over her audio files ahead of House contempt proceedings against Merrick Garland.
Yeah, I need to read more about this. This is breaking news today. So the Republicans are trying to get a hold of those audio tapes where apparently it's made very, very clear. You remember the transcripts we were reading that the New York Times got, where he brought up his son dying and couldn't figure out when it happened and all that sort of stuff, then yelled at everybody, "How dare you bring up my son?" Anyway, it made him look really old and dementia-ridden, and he's fighting to keep those tapes secret.
Mm.
From the New York Post, anti-sex beds have arrived at Paris Olympics after horny athletes admit to orgies amid competition.
Okay, you used a term there I'm not familiar with. What's an anti-sex bed? Many married beds are anti-sex beds, it would seem.
The beds
What's an anti-sex bed?
The beds that are being provided to the athletes have cardboard bases. So
if you try to knock boots, they'll fall apart?
Basically.
Huh.
Yeah, if you can't find your way around that, you don't want it bad enough.
You are not that interested.
You are not nearly horny enough to be an Olympian.
And finally, the Babylon Bee. Nancy Pelosi begins dressing as a hobo after learning San Francisco is giving away free vodka shots to the homeless.
I saw that. What is it?
It's a drunk shot?
Is that an implication she drinks? I've never heard that before.
Come on. You've heard her slurring all over the news over the years. Haven't you?
Wow, I'd missed this.
Is that a thing?
I'm not saying it's not true.
Is that a thing? People think Nancy Pelosi's a drunk?
I'll find a montage.
Really?
I'll find a montage.
Okay, I was unaware of this meme. There you go. It's another meme Thursday. We have so many things to take care of today. I hope you can stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.